This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy to start the work week. Aren't you, Chris? We have an amazing show for you tonight. We're kind of all over the place on some things. Yes, I will talk about the Little Red Book. In fact, I'll get to that here in just a moment. We are going to discuss all these Epstein file revelations, the genesis of all that, how we have to be careful, but also we're led by a bunch of monsters, apparently. Apparently, we can't send Haitians back to Haiti because Haiti's too dangerous. Lindsey Graham's a piece of crap. Communists lie about everything all the time. The truest test of your patriotism. We're going to talk about musicians, how stupid they are, why they're stupid. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to any of the news of the day, I want to talk about something much, much more important than that. Me. What, Chris? Listen. I've been telling you for a couple weeks to go to jessekelly.com and put in your email address. If you followed those simple instructions, you woke up today and you got what you got, didn't you? Didn't I tell you it was free? Didn't I tell you there was no gimmicks? I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm not trying to lock you into a long-term payment plan. I just wanted to send you something for free. My Little Red Book. Now, here's what it is, and here's how we came up with it for you new listeners of the show. A couple years ago, me and my buddy Nick Rizzuto, I've known Nick for years and years and years, great dude. We sat down and we wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Now, the way it works is my name is on the cover of it because I'm the more famous one and that's how you sell books. But Nick worked his butt off on that too. I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. I'm not going to write books. I'm not going to be one of those guys because I despise writing. Despise it. I hate it. That was something I was passionate about and I'm glad you loved it. I'm glad you loved it. Cannot believe that it ended up being this national bestseller and whatnot, the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Now, after it came out, after it was done, it did all of this great stuff. You loved it. I'm glad you loved it. I had another chapter I wanted to write that I didn't put into the Anti-Communist Manifesto because honestly, I wish I had a better answer for you than this. I just didn't think of it. I didn't think about writing down what I wanted to write down. So, got with Nick. We started talking about the chapter. We started writing it. How it works, if you would like to know behind the scenes, is I pace. I am a person, it drives my wife insane. Drives Chris insane. I pace when I think. If I'm talking on the phone, I'm pacing, walking back and forth. I have a hard time sitting down. If I'm talking to Aub about my day, like if I get home and she happens to be sitting down, which she's never sitting down, I'm pacing, walking back. If I finally show y'all, sit still, please. I pace. I pace in a room. I get with Nick. He gets out his little nerd laptop and I pace and I talk. And he types. I talk, he types, I talk, he types. He goes back, researches some things. We come up with something. We did this for the chapter. As we're doing this with the chapter, we had reached out to the publisher of the book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, and said, hey, we want to put out a chapter. It was Simon and Schuster. Now, they didn't do me wrong at all. At all. But because of contract reasons, they said, well, you can't put out an extra chapter for the book, and you certainly can't do it free because then that messes up the contract. Whatever. Again, I don't want to act like they did me wrong. They most definitely did not. So Nick and I thought, well, if we can't do an extra chapter, I've got some other things on my mind. What if we came up with like a booklet, something really short, easily consumable, breaking down just basic things, stuff we talk about every day, communism and Democrats and Republicans and what's happening globally, stupid thoughts I have on food. What if we put all that in something short, easy to read? Honestly, it's 93 pages, including the cover. What if we just made something short and then we could just send it to people? I don't want to sell it. I want people to just be able to have it if they want it. What if we just made a little booklet? Now, why a little red book? Well, keep in mind, I'll get to the news of the day at some point in time. We might as well do just a little bit of history here. Here's some history about China. After the Chinese were done having these emperors, these rulers, you've heard of them before, the dynasty, this dynasty, and Ming dynasty, and all these dynasties. After they were done with all that, they actually got... They had like a warlord period. It was rough. And then they had a man, great man, by the name of Chiang Kai-shek. He took over China. He wanted China to be free. And you're about to cry as we talk about this at how close China came to being free. China could have been in America in the East, kind of. That's what he wanted. He was a wonderful Christian man. He wanted a constitution. He wanted China to be free. But this was all taking place in the early 20th century, the early 1900s. What else was taking place globally in the early 1900s? The rise of Satan and communism. Communism is of the devil. Communism began to be infiltrating China through the Soviet Union, of course. Mao fights this horrible war against Chiang Kai-shek. World War II kind of brings a pause to all that. The United States of America ended up screwing over Chiang Kai-shek. Mao takes over communist China, all right? This is 1949. Mao proceeds to start putting into place communism. And please stop me if any of this sounds familiar. To carry out acts of violence Mao wanted done, he started recruiting the malcontents in society. None of that sounds familiar, right? Criminals, actually. Mao loved to recruit criminals. None of that sounds familiar. Mao loved people who were angry, bitter. He recruited them. What did he want them to do? He wanted them to start killing all the middle-class people, the landowners, and of course they did. Mao then starved 40, 50, 60 million people to death, depending on which you read. The greatest man-made act of horror in the history of mankind. Yes, that includes Adolf Hitler, Stalin, the rest of them. Nobody can sniff what Mao did to the poor people of China. And then after he was done with that, Mao ended up being a little bit on the outs with other Chi-Coms. It tends to look bad when you nuke 50 million of your own citizens with an intentional starvation plan. Oops, my bad. That didn't work out. Mao was not the type of guy. He was not the type of guy who was going to take that lightly. Mao, he needed a plan. He needed a plan not to reform his ways. No, communists don't do that. Mao needed a plan to kill his enemies. That was Mao's plan. What to do? Mao came up with a little red book. You can go look it up to this day. You can go read it to this day. There are English translations out there if you would like. In fact, in order to understand your enemy, very applicable to America today and our communists, I would encourage you to read Mao's little red book, even maybe before you read mine. Mao started a cultural revolution where he recruited mainly students. That doesn't sound familiar, right? Students? What? Yes, students. You see, exact same kind of thing happening in America today.
Coming to a city near you, they will find a way to blame you. They will kill you, and they will find a way to blame it. They will kill your friends and family. They will deport people. It is not far away enough that you can ignore it. You know, you see the human rights.
That's a high school student in New York. You've seen all over your television set for the past 48, 72 hours, high school and college students across the country taking it to the streets to protest the deportation of foreigners. Communists love young minds. That's why they become school teachers. That's why they run for school board. That's why they become administrators in the school system. That's why they took over the entire university system, so they could poison Aiden, Jaden, and Braden into doing the most horrible things in the world. Well, don't think that American communists came up with that concept. Mao, well, the Soviets before him, I shouldn't give Mao all the credit, but Mao was a practitioner of such things. We'll do just a couple more minutes on this. Either way, go get that little red book, jessekelly.com. Just put in your email address. I told you it wasn't a gimmick. We're just going to send it to you. jessekelly.com. Also, is it time to hire somebody new? Is it time to expand your business, large or small? Maybe somebody's leaving, retiring. Maybe it's time to fire someone. ZipRecruiter is here to make your life easier. Let me repeat that. ZipRecruiter is here to make your life easier as an employer. You have so many freaking things to do. It's so hard running a business, right? With this and that and the books and the bit. You don't have all day to hire somebody. You don't need all day when you have ZipRecruiter. They'll find them for you. They'll find the best candidates, put them in front of you immediately. What do? Couple interviews, wham, bam, done. Great employee, and you get to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday. I think I forgot to mention that in the open. Coming up about 45 minutes from now. And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I am going to get to some Epstein files stuff here in a few. Just bear with me. So back to Mao. Mao starts a cultural revolution in China. The intention of it was to kill his political enemies. That was the intention. But as I've said to you so many times before, communists lie about everything all the time. All the time. There is never an ounce of truth. They are always lying about everything all the time. Here's Senator Chris Murphy.
Come on, we're still pretending that ICE is going after dangerous people. They aren't. Right now, 70% of the people that they are detaining have absolutely no criminal record. What is happening?
DHS says 70% of those that are arresting, and that's their number, do have some kind of criminal record.
What is happening in...
He just lied. He got corrected on it. He just moved on. They lie about everything all the time. Mao wanted his political enemies dead and out of the way because he was being pushed out of the party. Now, that's a hard sell to the masses, isn't it? You don't stand up to the masses and tell them, hey, high school and college kids, feel like doing some murder? How about a little murder? And the people I want you to murder, they're all my political rivals. I am power hungry. I want all the power in China, and I need some political rivals to be beaten to death in order to give me that power. And that's where you come in. Not a great sell, is it? So you don't sell that. What did he do? Mao had a little red book. As I mentioned, you can look it up. You can read it. This little red book was... consider it the social media of their age. And when I say social media of their age, this is what I mean. It was short and easily consumable. Just a little red book. If you look up Mao Little Red Book, if you do an internet search for it, I promise you on the very first page, you will see pictures, many of them, there's even video, of students waving it in the air like a flag. Legions of them together. A little red book. Short, little lessons, easily consumable for the young, the busy, the energetic, the distracted, easily consumable. And the idea was simply this. Here are my teachings. Rally around these and hunt down the enemies of the teachings in this book and kill them. Just so happened the enemies of the teachings in that book happened to be Mao's political rivals. Wild how all that worked out. And it turned out to be one of the ugliest chapters in human history, where a high school teacher would have their students burst in, drag them out of the classroom, and beat them to death with a baseball bat with nails in it. That kind of stuff. Struggle sessions across China where they go into your little village. These students, by the way, were known as the Red Guard. They saw themselves as soldiers in a war. None of this sounds familiar, of course. They saw themselves as soldiers in a war, and the Red Guard would storm into a village and they would track down any of these nefarious traitors to Mao. Beat them, torture them, humiliate them, that kind of thing. In the end, Mao's political opponents were all dead and gone. Mao had all the power in the world. Didn't have that much of a happy ending for the Red Guard. As I've warned the street animals listening to this show many times before, I know you think that you will have power in the end. You will not. You'll be taken out and shot. Mao had the army promptly round up all these murderous little Red Guards and fire a bullet in the back of all their heads, and they all died, and Mao sat on the throne until the day he died, and he rallied them around a little red book. Now, my little red book at jessekelly.com, let's go put in your email address, we'll send it to you. It will not encourage you to murder anybody. Please don't harm a soul. Don't break a law. I just wanted something free and easily consumable so people can just read some of these thoughts on things, on where we're at as a country and the system and Democrats and Republicans. Don't think Republicans escape it either. Republicans are in there. Stupid thoughts, whatever. JesseKelly.com. Put in your email address. I told you it was coming. Yes, Chris, there are food thoughts in there. Just basic life advice. Little life tidbits like, please don't swim in floodwaters when your area floods. It's one of these things I have to continue to cover, and we're going to get to the Epstein files here in a second. Let me just go ahead and reinforce that. I know when your area floods, it's bad, and you're trying to make the most of a bad situation. Why not go for a swim? My living room's full of water. The street is full of water. That's poop water. There is so much bacteria in that water, you're going to get an infection and likely die. Please stay out of flood waters. Even if it might mean a great video for Instagram of you surfing behind someone's pickup truck, stay out of the flood waters. Now, let's talk about all these Epstein files, because the emails are coming in hot and heavy. You want to know what I think about them, so I'll tell you next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Monday, 30 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. So let's, now that we're done with all that little red book stuff, let's tackle something that came out over the weekend. This is forced. This has been forced on the Justice Department, the Trump administration, the release of the Epstein files. Now, pause. I want you to know something. I'm going to lay out exactly what I think about so much of this stuff. If you want to send me hate mail or whatever, all that stuff is totally fine. I get it. But there are going to be some things I'm about to say you're going to like, and there are going to be some things you're probably not going to like, undoubtedly. Here's one of those things. The list. If you've been listening for a while, you already know this part, but the list, the Epstein list. Why won't they release the list? Okay. We human beings, me too, we love simplicity. Look, I just talked to you about the Little Red Book. What did I say about it? Easily consumable. Make it simple. Make it easy. We believe that the people who run the world, so many of them, and I believe this as well, so many of them are deeply, deeply evil people. That they use their position of power not to better our world, not to better our country, not for the betterment of humanity at all. They use it to fatten themselves up. They use it for their own power, for their own pleasure. And the history of the world tells that tale, doesn't it? Look, do I need to go back to Mao? Do you want to know the things Mao used to do with his country? Blech, gross things, horrible things to young women, by the way. To young women, things that I will not discuss because there are children listening, horrible things. Powerful people do this. Now, this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, his name has been around for a very, very long time. We've discussed him before. But all we kept getting were little nuggets of information. A little nugget here, a little nugget there. Nuggets like, wait a minute. He hung out with Bill Clinton? Wait a minute. Melinda Gates is on camera in an interview with Gayle King, citing that Bill Gates was so closely associated with him that that was part of what prompted the... Wait a minute. How many powerful people were hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, and what was happening when they did hang out with Jeffrey Epstein? That led to many, many things. It led to revelations from victims who did come forward and say, hey, he did this. This guy did that. It, of course, led, like all these things do, to charlatans who lied about certain things. That, of course, is it. Jeffrey Epstein was prosecuted. Jeffrey Epstein was a criminal. But our love of simplicity found us calling for a list. Hey, where's the list? A list of what? I want the list of all the people who committed crimes with Jeffrey Epstein, and I want this list to list their names, and I want it to list their crimes. I want dates on the list. Throw pictures on the list. Show me the list. There's a piece of paper, right? All right, maybe two or three, because there were a lot of... But you have the list. Are you holding the list? Is it under your bed? Where is that list? Do you know any lawyers? Sadly, I know some. Sorry, quit. I have some in my family. I didn't mean that. Quit. But no, I know some lawyers. Have you ever seen the paperwork involved in a criminal trial, a criminal investigation? It's staggering. Boxes of it. What would they be? Well, let's say me, Jewish producer Chris, and Corey, we've been dealing heroin at work here. We're big heroin guys. What, Chris, did I just expose the truth? No, quit. We're big heroin guys, right? And then, boom, one day we're doing the show, the cops kick in the door, freeze, dirtball! I would want them to say that. Anyway, freeze, dirtball! We get arrested. Uh-oh. Time to go to trial. Well, what would they collect from there? Chris, do you have a list of all of our heroin clients on your computer? Is it titled heroin clients on your desktop? Don't have that list, do you? Corey doesn't have that either. Well, no, because it's gobs and gobs and gobs of information. Who is Chris calling? When is he calling them? We have to go get the phone records. Who's he texting? What did he text? If we happen to get more warrant information where we can go find the person, maybe he was talking to Corey. Now we have to find Corey's stuff, Corey's list. Now we have to confiscate Corey's computer. Wait, Corey has how many email accounts? He has 3 email accounts. I have 4 email accounts. I have to email gobs of paperwork. Bank records. You can't imagine it. It's not simple. On these huge cases, like mafia cases, who doesn't love a mafia case? Why do they take so long? Shouldn't it be 3 hours? Hey, did you or did you not kill Tony Two Toes in the alley in the Bronx? It's not that at all. You have to go through all the different things you have, this witness, this picture, this email. That there's no list. It doesn't exist because criminals don't create lists of their crimes and the people they commit crimes with. What there are files, lots of them. Gobs and gobs and gobs of information, phone records and bank records and emails and so many other things are involved. There's no list. There are files, though, lots of them. Now, we know there are files. We know, by now we know, let's not be dumb, we know that powerful men did bad, evil things with Jeffrey Epstein. We know this, okay? So that brings us to this point. Now, let's talk about the Trump administration, because there's no question they blew this thing and they blew it badly. Donald Trump made a colossal, colossal political mistake. He did. It's a very common mistake for powerful people. Donald Trump is the most powerful person on the planet, so it's probably the most understandable thing in the world that he would make this mistake. But powerful people with large followings almost always think they have more control over their followers than they actually do. Donald Trump has so much sway, the most influential person on the right, like I said, most powerful person on the planet. However, Donald Trump does not, did not, and will never possess the power to tell all of his followers to stop caring about the files that will allegedly show powerful men being predators on young women. Donald Trump maybe didn't realize this, and so he attempted, you remember this, to tell us essentially to shut up and move on?
Can you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the set?
Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for
sure.
One second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind.
That's not the first time he said it, not the only time he said it. Donald Trump is not really implicated in as having done anything wrong. In fact, from what we've seen, Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. But man, did that look terrible. That looked bad, really bad. So he made a colossal political blunder. And then he made another one. And we'll discuss that in a moment. And we'll get to these files. Before we discuss that, let's talk about values. Seems like a really good time to discuss values, no? We have to put our money where our morals are. Our money should follow our values in as many ways as humanly possible. When you can shop at small businesses, you should. Local businesses, you should. When it comes to your cell phone, you really, really should not pay Verizon to do what they've done to your country and your culture. AT&T, T-Mobile, these companies hate you. They're not even shy about how hard they work against us. Pure Talk isn't shy about how loudly pro-America they are, up to and including hiring Americans. When you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you not only save a fortune on your cell phone plan, you get to speak to an American. You keep your phone, you keep your number, and you get to speak to an American with a company that never dumps on your country. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. So back to the Epstein files that are out there now. There's no list, there are files. We've been having 48, 72 hours of internet dumps, and so much of it looks terrible. There's a lot of really damaging information in there that's obviously true, because we have huge, powerful people resigning their positions across the globe because they've been exposed as being badly associated with Jeffrey Epstein. We have people deleting their social media accounts because they've been exposed as having bad dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. We are learning a lot about the very, very evil people across the globe who apparently are predators of young women. And that's a good thing. However, remember the analogy I used about me, Chris, and Corey dealing heroin and all the files, and it would be emails and phone records and text records and things like that? Chris, how many emails do we get into the show a day? Chris just started laughing. Okay, just know that it's more than you can possibly imagine. Okay, you ever sent us an email? Well, we just got busted as heroin dealers. Congratulations. Your email is now part of our case file. Did you know that? No. I'm not saying you're going to be subpoenaed. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. Not at all. But you emailed a heroin dealer. You think the cops aren't going to put that in the file? They're going to have to look you up. We have essentially a fire hydrant of information coming out about the Epstein files. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of truth in these files that exposes a lot of evil people, and I hope every one of these evil people burns for it, every single one of them. However, obviously, there are going to be all kinds of people whose names pop up in those files who didn't do a single thing wrong. And the truth is this. You could handle that. So could I. The masses could not. You ever see that movie Men in Black? Old movie, pretty good. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, about aliens and things like that. And Will Smith, at one point in time, after he finds out aliens are real, he sits down with Tommy Lee Jones, the grizzled veteran, and says to him, "Why not just tell people aliens are real? People are smart. They can handle it." And Tommy Lee Jones says, "No, a person is smart. People are dumb, dangerous animals. You can handle all this information. You have the ability to sift through what is real and what is not. The masses do not." I saw one guy, I'm not even going to name him, and by the way, there are many cases of this already. One guy is getting blasted across the internet and being pressured to resign because his name appears in the files. However, it's the wrong guy. Someone else who shared the same name. This is what I mean by the masses can't handle it. Speaking of Donald Trump, they're saying all kinds of horrible things about Trump meant this and Trump meant that, but people are matching up the dates. It's not humanly possible. These are false accusations that came in afterwards. The masses, just as predicted, cannot handle this much information, some of it obviously legitimate and some of it obviously crap. But the Trump administration handled it so poorly that they look terrible. And part of the reason all this stuff is coming out now is because Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie, he pushed it through. Why did he push it through? Because Donald Trump declared open public warfare against Thomas Massie and said he was going to primary him. Why did Donald Trump do that? Thomas Massie was a no vote on the big, beautiful bill Donald Trump was trying to get through. Now, I'm not taking sides in that fight, by the way. Maybe you agree with Massie. Maybe you agree with Donald Trump. But I'll tell you two things. First, you're not going to be able to primary Thomas Massie successfully in his district. They've tried it before. His district loves him. He's not going anywhere. So, second, it's pointless to have that fight. You took Thomas Massie from being a no vote to being a mortal enemy the second you screamed into the void that you were going to primary him. Now he has no incentive to be nice to you at all. Now you've declared him to be an enemy and he's acting like one. Now we have all these Epstein files and it's a disaster. I hope the powerful, evil people who are predators burn. I'm not hopeful of that. I'm not hopeful that these people with fancy, expensive lawyers are going to go down, but Maybe, I guess. And also to go with that, a bunch of innocent people are going to burn too. Because, well, there's a lot of crap information in there. There's a lot of emails here and emails there and send an email to him. There's also a lot of false information in there. And I was told that before all these files even came out, that once people started getting paid off this whole thing, you know, this victim got paid and that victim got paid and that victim got paid. Well, word gets around and soon everybody has an accusation against somebody trying to get a check. That's the way it works. It's a horrible, ugly affair. The Trump administration handled it horribly. It's indefensible how terrible they handled the whole thing. Now they're paying some of a political price for it. I don't think it's going to wound him mortally politically at all, but it's going to be an uncomfortable week for the Trump administration because he has so much of this on camera.
Why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night itself?
Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for
sure.
One second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
It looks bad. Hey, don't talk about that. Hey, let's move on. It looked bad. All right. I am done talking about that. I want to talk about Medal of Honor Monday. We have so much more. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.